plate a potential nugget.
Let's dive into the book, Jeffrey. Maybe to start with, let's get the definitions right. You talk about, you almost use power like a verb, right? You say doing power. So can you talk about the phrase doing power? What do you have in mind when you say that?
Yeah. So power, I define power as the ability to get things done against opposition, which is inevitable in social contexts because different people have different preferences and different information and different roles and different rewards and different whatever. And the doing power comes from an assignment that I give my students in both the online and the on-campus version of this class, in which I say to them, which is true, if you learn French or the French horn or anything, and you do not use that knowledge, it will quickly leave your head. And so therefore, what I say to them is in order to cement the knowledge and for you to get some practice at it, you have to not only learn about power by doing the readings and the cases and the case discussions, but you have to go out and during the quarter that we are together or the 8 weeks in the case of the online class, do something, you know, try to change something, try to actually, in some sense, do power.
Got it. And the other term you use, you touched upon it up front, Jeffrey, is you say, we need to think about power in a value neutral way, almost like how we think about, you know, nuclear energy without necessarily thinking about nuclear bomb. You also talk about the knife, right? It can be used by a surgeon or it could be used by a robber on the street. Before we dive into some of your insights around power, what's the user manual? What should it have in terms of where it should be applied and where it should not be applied? Is there a sort of a guiding framework that you'd like to outline?
No, is the short answer. You know, I don't think that I am in, that I have either the knowledge nor actually, frankly, the right to tell people what they ought to do with their lives or how they ought to use the power that they have. I find a lot of the discussions on social media to be, frankly, either virtue signaling or worse, that people say, you know, I believe I know what a good leader is, and therefore I'm going to tell you, Deepak, what a good leader is, and I'm going to tell you what you need to do to be a good leader. And, you know, I think we have used success and good and all these other terms in a very sloppy fashion. So, I still remember when I wrote the book Leadership BS, a colleague of mine read it and he said, you know, tell me what I need to do. You know, he said, your book is wonderful. He said, but I don't know what to do to be a better leader. I said, you have to define better. I mean, the criteria for, as you know very well, the criteria for organizational performance are not necessarily highly correlated with each other. Return on sales, total shareholder return, your performance on various environmental criteria or employee health are themselves not very correlated with each other. And of course, what is the organizational performance indicators are oftentimes poorly correlated with the with individual performance. So we need to be much more precise in our discussion of these things. And so I try to shy away from discussions of what people ought to do. I try to tell them how to get power to the best of my ability. And then what they do with it, I think is up to them.
I'm reminded of a scene from the movie in Tamil called Nayagan, directed by Maniratnam, played by the legendary Kamal Hassan. A lot of people consider it as an equivalent of Godfather when it comes to Indian cinema. And this was subsequently made as Dayavan in Hindi. Towards the end of the movie, a child asks Kamal Hassan, who plays Nayagan, the gangster, "Are you a good man or a bad man?" And Kamal responds, "I don't know." It actually sounds much better in Tamil, where the child asks Kamal, "Neenga nallavara kettavara?" And Kamal says, "Theriyilayappa." I guess it's a bit like that with power. Very often, it gets a bad rap. But like Jeffrey says, I think it could be really helpful if we could look at power in a value-neutral way and focus on what we can learn without getting colored by how it's been applied. Thank you for listening.